This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. This one is from Kim in Detroit. Kim writes, I need your honest opinion about my man. I'm not an insecure woman at all, so I don't mind that my boyfriend works in the sex industry. In fact, I met him at the swingers club that he works in. I just happened to go to the club Saturday night without telling him I was coming, and I walked up on him kissing a female at the bar. He turned bright red when he saw me. He said it's part of his job as bartender to entice women to get more drinks. Is it wrong to get mad if he's swinging at work without me knowing it? Wow. Come on, CLO.
What? You're in a relationship with a dude that you met at the swingers club. Let me ask you something. When you met him at the swingers club, wasn't he in there swinging?
I knew you were going to say it. Yeah. Hollywood
so,
swinging.
So I don't give a damn if he do work there. If you work there, you a swinger. Mm-hmm. Anybody at no swingers club watching all this activity going and you ain't trying to participate? They don't pay this dude at the bar to kiss women to get them to buy more drinks. You ain't got to do that at the swingers club. Who in there ain't drinking? Who at the swingers club ain't kissing? Uh-huh. Everybody in there kissing and drinking.
That's what you got there for,
hoping
right?
That lead to more. I don't even understand what you're talking about. Am I wrong for getting mad at your man swinging without telling me? He was in there swinging before you met him. I don't give a damn what his job is. If you take tickets at the door, why would you take the job at the swingers club taking tickets at the door if you wasn't interested in swinging? You work at the strip club because you like strippers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ain't nobody going down to Magic City talking about, man, hey, you got any openings for anybody that want to fry broccoli?
They not in there for that.
They ain't what you down there for, though. So come on, man. Come on, lady. Come on. Your man is a swinger. Hell, you a swinger.
Yes, thank you.
Swinger, swing. Yeah. He's swinging. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you, man. Come on.
In the words of my grandmama, I'm with you when you're right. Go ahead.
All right. Moving on to Jasmine, who's a podcast listener. She says, I've been dating a man for 7 months, and he's really sweet normally, but I don't know what's happened to him. Last weekend, he treated me to a Mother's Day dinner on Sunday, and he bought the sandals I asked for. The only problem is he got a size 9, and I wear a 7. And later that night, he did stuff he'd never done to me sexually, and I didn't like it. I think he's got a Bigfoot side piece that's freakier than I am. Should I ask him?
Yeah, he just bought that 9.
Come on,
bought that size 9 because he was thinking about something. Yeah. What size you want? Give me a 9. If she don't want it, I got somewhere to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She did something to you and you ain't like it. Yeah, there's somebody else. You wear a 7 and he bought a 9.
Yeah.
He can look at that shoe and know. That's a big difference between 7 and 9. That'd be like me sitting up at the shoe store talking about, sir, what size you want? Oh, 8. Oh, excuse me, bro, you want an 8? Nothing on my foot say 8.
Uh-huh.
My foot's so big, it look like I got 8 big toes.
Like, what?
Yeah.
All right. So should she ask him is the question? What should she do?
Ask him? You think he gonna tell you?
Right.
What? That's research. What they mean. Do your homework. Anybody finna volunteer no information for y'all? What
makes them think they finna
get
that
CLO? Question? What? What is it, CLO?
Should I ask him, is he seeing somebody else? Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't,
yeah, tell you what, yeah.
Don't say
yeah.
it if you don't mean
no.
it.
No. Yeah, go ask him.
He gonna lie. He's going to lie.
Yeah.
I promise you he gonna say no.
Right.
Honey.
I told the man 4'7", I ain't checked the size.
Yeah,
a
honey,
9.
Yeah. You know I wear
what
a
about
7.
The,
Why'd you buy it? Are you cheating
well,
on
what
me?
About the other night when you was
yeah.
when you did all that new stuff to me?
Yeah, that I didn't even like, quite frankly.
Know. I mean, we ain't got to do it no more. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know,
tried something.
Where
you get that from?
Where I get it from, you know, so I always kind of been thinking it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. You know, they say just change of behavior definitely means cheating.
Oh, well, huh. You know, that ain't got nothing to do
with it. And who is they?
You know.
Who said that?
Yeah. Who
oh,
is
you
they?
Going there with it? Who is they?
They probably by their damn self.
Yeah,
we're going
to try to flip it.
Always, right? Always.
Oh, so you going to listen to them instead of me?
Uh-huh. I'm your man. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we're moving on. DZ in Alabama says, I'm a 25-year-old woman, and I'm pregnant with my first child. My baby is by a married man, and his wife found out about the baby. We live in a small city, and she's got a good job, so to avoid embarrassment, she wants to act like I'm having the baby for her as a surrogate. She Ooh. Wants to raise my child, and she said it's the only way my child will ever see his father. Wow, if I take them to court for child support, everyone will know our business. I'm stuck and feel like I have no other options. What should I do now? Wow.
You don't have any other options for what? Can't nobody make you do that, be a surrogate?
Exactly.
And raise nobody. You don't let nobody buffalo you like that. You're the mother of the baby.
Right.
All that supersedes all other rights and claims.
That's right.
And so what if everybody know your business? You're going to let this woman take your baby from you because she got a good job. Mm-hmm. Hold up, Heifer. Yeah. Why don't I post what you said on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
You know, why don't I report to your job that you're trying to bully me out my baby? Why don't we do that? Now, who got the upper hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's right. That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You can't do that to this girl. Uh-uh. And he got to pay child support. Yep. It's a paternity test. It ain't nothing. Give a damn. Part of her good-ass job going to be paying child support. Thank you very much.
Kind of what time
you nailed it. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.